Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Yeah.
Hi, this is Marcella from Port 41. You're listening to Talking Metal.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Coming June 7th to the Independent Film Channel. They're a rock band by night and a kids band by day. It's Z-Rock, an all-new season.
You're supposed to be our lead singer. Lead us!
I can't lead, morons!
Is there any chance, instead of opening up for Kiss tonight, we're opening up for Mini-Kiss?
Z-Rock, the show critics call a grade-A treat, returns.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss the new season of the IFC original hit comedy, Z-Rock. Premiere Sunday, June 7th at 11, 10 Central.
The rock gods are smiling on us.
Only on IFC.
I feel alive!
Rock over London.
Zurich.
Auckland.
Dublin.
Dallas.
Milwaukee.
Los Angeles.
Sydney.
Indianapolis.
Tokyo.
Seattle,
Paris,
Budapest,
Berlin,
New York. Ladies and gentlemen, two men who are committed to rocking you wherever you might be, John Astronomy and Mark Striegel. Welcome to the Talking Metal Podcast, broadcasting around the world from TalkingMetal.com and Striegel'sMusicNews.com.
Hey, it's John Astronomy, broadcasting from Port 41, Bar 41st Street, New York City, inside the Port Authority, world-famous bus station. Appropriately, we have GNR on the radio, and we are ready to rock tonight, man. This is a very special episode dedicated to the one and only Talking Metal co-host, Mark Striegel. We had an amazing fun party, guys, at Mark's house over the weekend, over Memorial Day weekend. It was Mark's 39.5 birthday. I'm not quite even sure how to say that, but he is 39 and a half years old, as am I. And we were celebrating. On hand were the one and only Bumblefoot, Metal Mike, Alan Tecchio, guys from Like It, Captain T and Astronomy, Hollywood Superstars, CC Banana. And we had an absolute blast. So we're going to get to all the festivities in a minute. But first, how about this? We've got more GNR. Actually, I said it was the radio before. It's really not. It's the jukebox. We've got Welcome to the Jungle coming on right now in the background. And believe me, guys, that was just a coincidence. And you ought to see Marcella here. You would not believe it. She is in a bikini. This is the bartender. She looks awesome. I'm going to see if I can get a nice photo of her before we split. Anyway, we got a great show, though. We're going to hear some new music by Century Media, recording artist Sworn Enemy, and also We Were Gentlemen. And we're going to get into some letters. And then we're going to get into the festivities from The Party, dedicated to Mark Striegel, co-host and mastermind behind the Talking Metal Podcast. So anyway, here's the deal. Let me read a letter. We got a ton of cool letters recently regarding Talking Metal on Fuse, the TV show. And as I've stated and as Mark has stated, We are going to do whatever we can to bring Talking Metal back to you in TV format. So anyway, let me read this letter. This comes from Malcolm. And it says, John and Mark, I caught your awesome show on Fuse a few weeks ago and was blown away. I'm 35 years old and have come full circle back to my metal roots. I have found it is the only thing that gets my blood pumping and makes me feel alive anymore. And then he says, except me, of course. Anyway, hey, that's no doubt about that, man. No doubt about that, Malcolm. Anyway, I wanted to catch more of your show on Fuse, but they don't list the times your show runs on their lame-ass website. Your whole cast rules. I like the full-on live jams, and I love the interviews with some of the older artists I grew up on. And then he says, I saw Don Dokken on the episode I cut. Please let me know how I can catch you guys on Fuse. Fan needing more, Malcolm from Carrollton, Mississippi. Well, Malcolm, thank you very, very much for your letter. And we are psyched that you caught us on Fuse a couple of weeks ago. They were, of course, showing a mini marathon of Talking Metal. I think they did four episodes in a row. And it's pretty cool that Fuse has been showing these shows. So good for them for that. And you know what? You're right. They don't list times on their site. And the reason is because I don't think we're actually scheduled to air anytime soon. You know what it is when they decide that we're going to air, then they add that in. But since we're not in production, they don't list that. But believe it or not, guys, I just wanted to say all the guys that ran Fuse's website were very, very cool. And they were all good people. So just wanted to send a little shout out to them. But anyway, Malcolm, the answer is you've got to stick to talkingmetal.com. And we will make sure that if you are a avid viewer of the site and listener of the Talking Metal podcast, we will inform you when we're going to be on Fuse or any other channel. Most recently, we did some stuff for the MTV2 Headbangers Ball, where we spoke to Alan Flores, lead designer of Metallica Guitar Hero. We've been on VH1.com, and we will just keep you posted on all things Talking Metal. So thanks again, Malcolm. Now, I've got another letter here. And, guys, I swear to God I didn't play these GNR songs. It's just a complete coincidence. And, once again, you will not believe the bartender, Marcella, is out of control. You would absolutely not believe this if you saw it. I'm going to try to get a photo. Anyway, here's another one. Okay, this one is from Ken. He is from Blue Springs, Missouri. Mark, I just wanted to tell you how much I love the celebrity jams you and John performed on the Talking Metal on Fuse TV show, specifically Broken, Run to the Hills, and Seek and Destroy. Unfortunately, I discovered your show at the tail end of the series and didn't get to see all of the broadcasts. I know I can view the jams on YouTube, but I want to get them on DVD. Do you have any idea where I might be able to get a DVD copy or copies? Any info would be appreciated. Thanks for keeping the rock alive, brother. Regards, Ken from Blue Springs, Missouri. So, Ken, hey, John here. Thank you very much for the email. And believe me, I'd love to get these jams on DVD myself. You know, without getting into too much business talk, you know, it's definitely very possible that Fuse could decide to put these things out on DVD. Maybe if you guys write to Fuse and demand Talking Metal on Fuse DVDs or a jam DVD, something like that could happen. So anyway, thanks for that email. Stick to TalkingMetal.com, to the Talking Metal podcast, and we will inform you if we hear anything regarding the production of these DVDs. And it's definitely something I've been thinking about doing in the future, even with brand new bands and brand new songs. So we will keep you posted on that. Thank you, Ken. So anyway, let me tell you a little bit about this party. It was really fun. It kind of started out, as Mark said, to be kind of like a joke, just a fun excuse to have a party over at Mark's cool place. But then it turned into like a full-on birthday party, and my parents were there, Mark's mom was there, my old bands were there. It was really, really cool. And as I said, Bumblefoot, Metal Mike, Alan Tecchio, CC Banana, Mike Lincoln, the Hollywood Superstars, a lot of people were there. And these are all musicians that we know, musicians that Mark and I have played with. And it's been very, very cool. Hang on, guys. I will be right back. Hey, sorry about that, guys. I had to run out for a quick phone call. I am now back to Port 41. Really cool place. They call it a bikini bar, you know? Just discovered this place recently. Actually, I came here a long time ago, right after September 11th, 2001, and I was like all worried that I was in Court Authority because I thought that there was a chance that there would be terror attacks on places like bus stations and train stations and all that. Thank God there hasn't been one. I hope there never is one. And I am once again back here. Although back then there wasn't like a real hot girl behind the bar with a really tiny bikini on that's practically falling off. So happy about that. So anyway, as I said, the party was great. A bunch of little kids were there, which were so funny, these little kids, man. One of the girls told Bumblefoot that she, quote, hated him. And that was only because Bumblefoot was making funny sounds, and I just thought it was really, really funny. Bumblefoot is so good with kids, and we just had such a blast at this party. So anyway, without any further ado, you're going to hear basically what I say is a compilation of fun stuff from the party. Everything from serious stuff, from Mark's brother, Mike, who is also known as the Mad Doctor, to Mark's nephew, Nate, to just a bunch of people who were hanging out and having a great time. So you're going to hear this entire compilation of stuff. But before we do that, I got to take care of some business. We are once again joining forces with the independent film channel IFC to promote a great, great show called Z-Rock. And Z-Rock is going to premiere Season 2 on Sunday, June 7th, 11 Eastern, 10 Central. Check your local listings. Paulie Z, Joey, and David are all good friends of ours. We've had them on Talking Metal before, and we will actually have them on Talking Metal Live on June 2nd from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Check that out at talkingmetallive.com on Live 365's Bionic Radio. Z-Rock will be in the studio with us. We will have John, lead vocalist of Warbringer, calling in, and we've got some other surprises for you guys as well. So Talking Metal Live, June 2nd. With special guests in the studio, ZO2, the stars of IFC's Z-Rock. Once again, premiering Sunday, June 7th, 11, 10 Central. Check your local listings. These guys are great, good friends of ours. Stay tuned. You're going to love it. Season 1 was out of control, and this is going to be great. Season 2 is going to be amazing. So anyway, business order 1. Business order 2, want to talk to you guys a little bit about the great Century Media Records. Back in episode 197, we had a great band called Sworn Enemy, and I want to play a little Sworn Enemy before we get into the party festivities. This is off of their brand new album. It's called Total World Domination, and this is the first track. It's called Sell My Soul. One of the lyrics is basically the whole band chanting, "You can go straight to hell," and I just think that's really cool. And I think it's a great lyric. This is a killer heavy song, some great double bass. Check these guys out. This album will be out in June. So very soon this album will be coming out. Sworn Enemy, Total World Domination on Century Media Records. We're going to get into the song Sell My Soul, right into the party festivities, and then we're going to end today's podcast with We Were Gentlemen, a great band, also on Century Media. They have a brand new album called Living Hell, coming out in July, and I'm going to pick the fourth track. It's called Illusions, and this track has some really cool picking. It's like you probably don't hear a lot of people talk about the guitar picking on a track, but I'm going to tell you, these guys have some very cool rhythms, and just the style of guitar picking reminds me a little bit of early Anthrax, kind of like the song Madhouse, if you remember that. You know, I'm not saying it sounds just like Anthrax, but what I'm saying is that the song and the guitar picking is reminiscent of early Anthrax. So anyway, Sworn Enemy, I know this is confusing. You have to have a piece of paper and a pad to understand what I'm saying here, but Sworn Enemy, you're going to hear that first. Sell My Soul off of Total World Domination. You're going to hear the party festivities, and then we're going to end today's show with the band We Were Gentlemen, the album Living Hell, and track number 4 called Illusions. This is John Astronomy. Thanks for listening to Talking Metal. Stay tuned for Talking Metal Live June 2nd, and then don't forget to watch Z-Rock on June 7th. Right now, this is Sworn Enemy, Sell My Soul.
I'll sell my soul. I'll sell my soul. you, you lying hypocrite. I will never be like you, you fucking piece of shit. I won't sell my soul. I won't sell my soul.
I won't.
Welcome to Mark Striegel's 39.5 birthday extravaganza in Maplewood, New Jersey. Right here we have Metal Mike and Bumblefoot.
Oh, this is John Astronomy here. The Talking Metal Podcast number 200. What are you up to now? 262. We're here documenting the most important event of 2009. No, it is not at Ace Frehley. It is not. All right, second most important event. This is Mr. Mark Striegel's 39-and-a-half birthday party. The turnout is intense. There was a line out the door. I mean, just fans just waiting with things to sign. Would you like to say something regarding this party? This is Mark Striegel's 39-and-a-half birthday party. What would you like to say to Mark?
Happy birthday.
Very good. And you? Yes. Correct. That's right.
Happy birthday, Mark. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Wait, I have a better one. Happy birthday to you. You're 102. You smell like you're unlucky, and it looks like you're 102. Bye-bye, people.
Mr. Mark David Chapman Striegel Jr. Mr. Mark of the Unicorn Striegel. Mr. Guglielmo Marconi Striegel. Mr. Mordechai Striegel. Morticia Adams Striegel.
Today is Mark Striegel's birthday turn. Is there anything you would like to say?
Yes.
Be quiet!
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was, I think, yeah, happy birthday, Mark.
Would you like to say anything?
Yes, I would like to say happy birthday to Mark Striegel because he's the coolest talking metal commentator out there.
He's 102 and he smells like a monkey.
I want to say something to Mark. Thanks.
Today is Mark Striegel's birthday. Do you have something to say?
Happy birthday, Mark.
You would like to say something?
Yes.
You cannot say,
happy birthday, Mark.
What would you like to say about Mark?
Happy birthday, Mark.
Are you in Mark's band?
Yes, I'm in Mark's.
Are you in Mark's band?
Yes.
Are you in Mark's band? Yes, you are.
We are back right here at the Mark Striegel 39.5 birthday party. Metal Mike, how are you?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. This was like a bad alien assault.
But isn't this a great night?
Yeah, it's killer.
For young single girls.
Yeah, beautiful.
For very young single girls, right?
I am not speaking anymore.
Mike Striegel?
Yes.
We are doing some talking metal live from Mark Striegel's 39.5 birthday party. How are you? This is Mike Striegel, the Mad Doctor.
Doing great. How are you, John?
I am doing great. What I like is that everybody else is guest hosting. I think it's really cool.
It is cool. This is great. It's a good time. Are you guys raiding the fridge here?
I was checking out the fridge. I was just being nosy, actually. I wanted to see if there was just what was in there and stuff.
What did you find?
Food.
Anything interesting?
I was looking for some kind of diet beverage.
Okay.
Happened to see one, though, but...
Your findings were inconclusive.
Inconclusive.
You're a gross man!
I hate you. Why do you hate him?
Yes.
Because he's gross. Why does she say you're gross?
I have no idea.
Say happy birthday, Uncle Mark.
Happy birthday.
Very happy birthday to Mr. Mark Striegel. Happy 39-and-a-half. And I hope you have another 39-and-a-half more birthdays that are just as good as this one, if not better. And I hope to see you on all of them celebrating with you. Have a great one. Thank you for all the years of friendship and all the great talking metal podcasts and everything else, man.
Have a great one.
Once again, we have Mark's brother, Mr. Mike Strigl, a.k.a. the Mad Doctor.
Brotherly love. Father, producer, friend, uncle, writer, son, guitarist, husband, dog owner, composer, metal expert, nephew, grandson, and I'm sure you've been called a lot of other names as well, Mark, but nonetheless, you're a man who means many things to many people. Although, most importantly to me, brother. Mark, I've always admired you. I've always felt proud to have a brother not only as cool as you, but as loving, caring, sincere, supportive, and as inspirational as you. We share so many memories together, from performing Kiss concerts in our bedrooms on Shepherd Place to getting kicked out of Kiss concerts at Madison Square Garden, from listening to Grandpa's stories of Mr. Greybeard to actually having a Greybeard, from our own births, the births of two boys, to the births of our own two beautiful baby boys. From every experience together came a memory, and whether those memories be good, bad, or indifferent, I thank you for all of them. And I look forward to all the years we have ahead of us to create many, many new memories together as brothers. Love you, Mark.
This is Nate Striegel. I want to wish you a happy talking metal birthday. Love you, Uncle Mark.
Hey, Mark, this is Adi, your sister-in-law. Happy birthday. Hope all your wishes will come true. Bye.
Hey, right here we have Terry Kayamori, alias Ranger X of Ronin and Captain T in Astronomy. Would you like to say something to Mark?
Happy birthday, Mark. You rock. You showed me all the guitar licks I know.
Mark, I'm in love with you. Oh, Mark. It's Arun Venkatesh, a.k.a. Master Thurman Sherman from the Hollywood Superstars. Greatest rock and roll band that ever existed.
Ever.
Ever. In the existence of man, better than Dio. Better than Halford. Better than Dio, better than Halford. That's what I have to say.
Another superstar in attendance here. So we're with one of the original drummers of the Hollywood Superstars, Dave Diometti. Lowercase D was your stage name at that point, right?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Now tell us a little bit about the superstars. Come on in here, too. We got another superstar here.
Hello.
There's so much history. There's so much history in the room right now. Hey, right, Dan, there's so much history here, right?
Yes, it's true. It's true.
There's so much history. Now, are you able to speak? Was there a miracle that happened? He can't talk. Okay. We're going to go back to lowercase d for a moment. Lowercase d, tell us about the beginnings of your involvement with Mark Strigl at his 39.5 birthday party.
It was blurry yet crystal clear all at the same time. I remember it like it was last Tuesday, and that's about all I can say at that point.
Have you officially left, or are you still part of the band, or what?
It's a gray area. I don't know if I can go further.
You're not allowed to talk about it.
But I don't mean to diss the songs or nothing.
But you've went on to have a highly successful career in directing everything from Stevie Nicks Storytellers to Foo Fighters concerts to everything. Now, how does a maniac from the Superstars go on to do that? Did you have to go to rehab or whatever?
I had to do some things I'm not proud of, but means to an end. Means to an end.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, I admire you for all of your work, not only as super director, but also drummer of the Hollywood Superstars, and thank you very much for coming out to Mark Striegel's 39.5 birthday extravaganza here in Maplewood, New Jersey.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mr. Dave Diometti.
Hey, Mark, thanks for bringing some excitement to the neighborhood, man.
Very good. Very good. We are rocking here at Mark Striegel's 39.5 birthday party. We are here in Maplewood, New Jersey, and we are having a great time. Right, guys?
Damn right, yeah.
Hey, back outside now at Mark Striegel's 39.5 extravaganza birthday party here in Maplewood, New Jersey, hanging out with a bunch of cool people. We got Metal Mike right here, who's been on before, right?
That's right. And, John, I know you're nearing it, so when Talking Metal has episode 666, I want to be on it.
You will be the guest host of Talking Metal 666.
I'm like way ahead, right?
We might just have to just skip forward and do 666 now with Metal Mike as guest host, and then we'll come back.
666 on Halloween.
Yes, that's a good idea. You know what, Metal Mike, that is a great idea. We will do that for sure. It's done. It's set in stone. Right now we have Alan Tecchio, and he's drinking a what? McSorley's.
Not quite drinking it yet. I'm waiting for the opener, but I will be shortly drinking it. And I just want to say happy birthday, Mark. This is very cool to be invited here. It's my first time in his abode. It's a beautiful place, lovely Maplewood, New Jersey. And you know, as long as you guys can get your act together with the songs for the cover band, we'd like to play again. We can't have any flubs. We can't have any Ides of March moments.
That was my fault. Yeah, that was my fault. I still have not watched that on video because I'm too sad. And I think that video wouldn't be half bad if we edited that song out, right?
You know what? You're absolutely right. And I haven't watched it either.
No, check it out.
I heard it from the bathroom that night. And I was like, oh, no. But you know what? Aside from that one little thing, that show was a really great, really great show. And I want to do it again. So let's try to do it.
No doubt.
Definitely.
And you guys got a big nonfiction reunion coming up at Dingbats as well, right? Tell us about that.
You know what? I don't know the actual date, but I know it's in November of 2009. Dan Lorenzo's kind of quarterbacking the whole thing. And you know what? So far online, we're getting a lot of emails and stuff and MySpace posts that are really, really encouraging people flying up from Florida. Kind of like the same thing that happened with the Screaming Metal, where there's just this awareness on the band from back in the day. They want to come and hear the songs that they know. So it should be pretty cool. We'll have a lot of fun.
No doubt about it. And then 2010, you have some more stuff going on with the same gang of people, right? Similar gang.
Yeah, some of the same guys. Dan Lorenzo, of course. We're doing a Hades show in Germany at the Keep It True Festival in April of 2010. So that's going to be really fun.
You know, when you guys first booked that, I was like, 2010? Man, when is that? Like the future? And now, unfortunately, it's next year. Like the time is flying. I mean, fortunately for all the Hades fans, but man, I can't believe how fast time is flying.
You know what? I'm here with my wife, Beth, and we have two little kids. And I tell you, having kids really makes you realize that even more than you might normally. The time just blows by. It's just incredible.
Anyway, man, we're looking forward to both gigs. We're looking forward to another Screaming Metal gig. Thank you, Alan Tecchio and Beth, for coming out. How you doing, Beth?
Very good, very good.
Thank you. Very good. Well, thanks, guys, for coming out. We are having a blast here at the Mark Striegel Extravaganza, is what I like to call it. And we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And it was an honor for me to play with you. And as I said, I had to quit all groups because I can't do any music unless Alan Tecchio was the lead singer.
You flatter me. You flatter me, John.
It's true, though. It's true.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cool. Rock on. Mark, you don't know this, but we've recorded an entire extravaganza called the Mark Striegel 39.5 Extravaganza. We have Metal Mike, Alan Tecchio, Bumblefoot, numerous little kids who have been interviewing us, caused a few scandals. It was really funny. And Bumblefoot guest hosted. So what do you have to say?
Oh, it's been a great party. I'm glad everybody made it out. The 39.5 thing was kind of a joke at first, and my wife kind of took it to the next step. And we had a lot of fun here today. So, and technically, May 19th, I was 39 and a half. It's been a great fun time. Metal Mike, Bumblefoot, Alan Tecchio, as well as lots of other great people. CC Banana dressed up as a clown. We had Bud Friendly's alter ego Gary was here, and your parents.
Yeah, absolutely. My parents came out, John and Linda Ostrowski, and we had a blast. We all had a blast because they're all fans of Mark Striegel.
Cool. Well, it's been a lot of fun. Got Ozzy the dog walking around. He's been pretty well behaved. And it's starting to wind down a little bit now, which is perfect timing. Yeah. And there's still a lot of beer left in the cooler, which is good for me.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you for having us over to your 39.5 birthday extravaganza Memorial Day weekend. And thank you, man.
Cool. And thanks for the gifts. I appreciate those.
Hey, no problem. I'm sorry that you had two of the three albums I got you on vinyl, but either you trade them in or I'll give you some different albums.
Okay, cool.
And by the way, let me tell you what they were. I thought they were really cool. Iron Maiden, Somewhere in Time, but you had that.
Yes, yeah.
GNR, Lies, you had that?
That I never had on vinyl. I had the cassette version, but it's great to have it on vinyl.
Oh, cool. And then there's the Live Like a Suicide on the other side.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
Very, very cool. And then Hearing Aid, which, guys, if you didn't know this, Mark picked the most metal moment of VH1 history, the number one metal moment, Hearing Aid, and so I brought you that Hearing Aid record, but you had that too.
Yeah, I had that. There was two Hearing Aid vinyls that were released. One was more like a single, which had stars on one side and like an interview thing on the other side, and then the full-length record, which had Jimi Hendrix, Rush, and all sorts of great bands on it. It's all good. I don't even know what I'm saying. I've had a bunch of beers at this point.
But you know what? Despite the fact that Mark is saying that, he still looks like he's 100% in control, as he always does. So anyway, man, Mark, thanks again for this great party. We had a blast. And we're going to sign off right now for Talking Metal, broadcasting live from Maplewood, New Jersey.
like the darkest sky. You'll still return the sun.